Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for continuing to be with me as always. And we got Anita Rosen with us, folks. Anita's a great member of our Brain Trust 10-year-plus member. She's the author of E-Learning 2.0. Her website is ReadyGo.com. Right, Anita? Is that right?
That is correct.
ReadyGo.com. And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
You'll find the site on my... I have a small business. We're a software company, and we do e-learning, so training on the web.
And mobile, too. You're doing a lot of work on mobile, too, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, our stuff is all available, so you can create this stuff, yep. And it can work on websites, and it can work on mobile devices. So if you have people out in the field that have, you know, like an iPad, and you want to give them training just in time, you can use our tool to create that.
Speaking of mobile, Facebook, one of Facebook's headwinds of being a long-term success, you and I both know that mobile is the future.
Oh, yeah.
And as I've been saying for a long time now, you know, as we convert, Anita, as I've been talking now for a couple of years, from the age of the seller to the age of the customer, where the customer's in control, everything that we did in the age of the seller, there's a corresponding activity in the age of the customer. It's just a different execution, except for one thing, mobile. There is no corresponding thing in the old way we did business that corresponds to mobile. Mobile is the one uniquely different activity in the age of the customer. And mobile, the Facebook experience on mobile and the ability to monetize that activity with ads is really going to be a challenge for Facebook, isn't it?
That I think all over Facebook has a real problem with monetizing because of what it is. You know, it's hard for me to say because, you know, the young people are, I'm a different generation than the kids, the Facebook
right.
kids. I'm a Facebook adult.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't put that much of my lifestyle up on Facebook because I believe in privacy and they don't believe in any privacy.
Mm-hmm.
But from a business-to-business point of view, again, it's this lifestyle thing. And yeah, there's something the kids are all like, you know, they want to show that they like this musician or whatever it is. But from Facebook's point of view, how do you monetize that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought it was very telling that GM pulled out of doing a whole bunch of selling
right.
on Facebook.
Four days before they went public.
And General Motors also decided not to do the Super Bowl. So I believe the Super Bowl is still as effective as it's always been.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to look and say, is it effective enough? Like the Super Bowl, if I'm paying $1 million for 30 seconds, is that effective enough? Is that bringing in enough business? Because I know as a business person, when I'm looking at marketing, I look at the cost of every single lead. And if something is costing me $100 a lead and something else is costing me $5 a lead, I'm not doing the $100 a lead.
Unless that $100 lead is higher quality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's another evaluation.
Is that a good
lead? Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, good marketing people don't just sit there and say, I'm going to do this. They're going to sit there and say, what kind of leads is it bringing in? Is it quality leads that it's bringing in? What's it costing me per lead? And if you sit there and say the $5 lead, the $100 lead are the same quality lead, you're sure going to put a lot more money in the $5 lead.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yes, you got to look at your leads. And if you're putting money into Facebook, even if you sit there and say, you know, it really isn't costing me anything because I have to pay Facebook, I just have this page up there, how much is it costing you for that person to maintain that page?
Well, the other thing is, if you're going to develop, and Anita, this is something I've been saying for 3.5 years. I mean, I was talking about this before anybody else was talking about this. Facebook is not about Facebook. It's not about social media. It's about building community. If you
right.
realize that social media is all about building community, if you realize that, then you realize that you can do that on any platform, your own platform, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it may be. You can do that on any platform. And that's the reason why I've said for a long time, we may not be even talking about Facebook in 2 years. But we'll still be building communities.
I was talking to someone who, I was in Rome on vacation, and the number one thing that came up when I was looking at things to do was to go to this one restaurant and take a cooking class.
Yeah.
And, you know, but that didn't come up from Facebook.
Yeah.
That came up from a separate search.
From a cooking community or something, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, just things to do, you know, when you go on vacation,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You go over to the website to look for,
right.
You know,
Anita, yes. I've got to wrap it up. ReadyGo,
yes.
ReadyGo.com is the website. E-Learning 2.0 is the book. Come back again real soon, Anita.
I'd love to.
It's so good to hear your voice.
Hey, it's good to be here.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. I got to go for this hour. Been having so much fun. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.